Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are at Chamishi in Parshas Kisisa. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Psalacha Shnei Luchos Avanim Kari Shonim Vachasavti Al HaLuchos Esedivarim Asher Hayu HaLuchos HaRishonim Asher Shibarta. And Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, carve out for yourself two tablets of stone like the original ones, like the first ones, and I will write on the Luchos the words that were on the first Luchos that you broke. Rashi showed Moshe in his tent a huge quarry of sapphire, and Hashem said, the rest, the psolus, is yours. So this is how Moshe became very rich. Also, carve for yourself psalacha. Psalacha can mean in the first way, like Rashi said, that the psolus, the leftovers, are yours, or you broke them, now you must carve out the new ones. Rashi also gives a mashal to explain the entire situation. A king was engaged to a woman, Arison, and left her with the maidservants of his house, and he came back and found out that she was influenced by the bad crowd, and they were saying bad things about her. The woman's shushbin, her courtier, her accompanier, tore up the ksuva, so she can't be held accountable. She's not his wife. And moreover, he looked into it and found out that really she wasn't responsible for any of it. It was really just the maidservants anyway. So he said to her courtier, write a new ksuva. And the king said, you rip the ksuva, you get me the new paper, and I'll rewrite it. And this is the mashal of Bnei Yisrael, where the woman who was supposed to be married to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the courtier is Moshe Rabbeinu, who tore up the ksuva. The king, of course, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Bnei Shifchos are the Erevav who influenced Bnei Yisrael in this entire Egel HaZahav. V'hei nachon laboker, v'alisa baboker el har Sinai, v'nitzavta li sham al rosh ha-har. Be ready in the morning. You'll go up in the morning on Har Sinai, and there you will. I will stand atop the mountain. V'ish lo yale imach, v'gam ish al yare b'chol ha-har, gam atzon v'abakar al yiru el mul ha-har ha-hu. And no man will ascend with you, and no man will be seen on the entire mountain. Also, the sheep and the cattle should not graze anywhere facing that mountain. Rashi says, what's with all this? Nobody go up, nobody should see, no, not even any animals. It's to tell you that the first luchos were given with much fanfare, but what happened was is that, you know, because of the such fanfare and everybody saw there was an ayin hara. So we see that there's no quality better than modesty, than tznius. So this time it was given in a very quiet manner, the second luchos. V'yifsnol shnei luchos avanim k'rishonim v'yashkem Moshe b'boker v'yala har Sinai k'asher tziva Hashem oso v'yikach b'yado shnei luchos avanim. And Moshe carved out these two tablets of stone like the first ones, and he got up early in the morning and he went on to Har Sinai like Hashem commanded him, and he took in his hand the two tablets of stone. Vayered Hashem b'anan v'yitziasev imo sham v'yikra b'shem Hashem. And Hashem descended in a cloud and stood with him there, and Moshe called HaKadosh Baruch Hu by name, Shem Havayo. Vayavor Hashem al panav v'yikra Hashem Hashem kel rachum v'chanun erech apayim rav chesed v'yemes. And Hashem passed before him, and he called out, Hashem, Hashem, Mighty One, Kel Rachum, was merciful, Chanun, and kind, whose anger endures, full of kindness and truth. Rashi says, Hashem, Hashem, this is Midas Arachamim. It's before and after the person does tshuva, it's the same Hashem. Kel means also a Midas Arachamim, Rashi says, because the pasuk in Tehillim 22b is Keli Keli Lama Azavtani. So why would you call out to Midas Hadin? Why have you left me? You don't want him. Erech Apayim, extending his anger, means that he takes a long time for him to get angry and does not respond. Rather, he gives the person time to do tshuva. Full of chesed, to those who need chesed, do not have merits, and true, to reward those who do his will. Notzer chesed alafim, nose avon, v'fesh v'chata, v'nake, lo yinake, poked avon, avos albanim, al b'nei banim, v'lashlishayim, v'yal revi'im. Hashem, who guards the kindness that Rashi says that has been done before him for thousands of generations, She says 2000s generation. Nosa avon v'fesha means that he endures and carries sin and wrongdoing and chata. Avon is ones that averus that are done on purpose. Pesha are ones that are done to upset a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a revolting manner. V'nakeh, and he cleans. Lo yinakeh poked avon avos al banim. Rashi says simply is that he'll forgive. He doesn't take it all out at once. He gives it over a certain amount of time. Rashi says the Rabbanim say no, that when a person does tshuva, that there it is gone entirely. He visits the sin of the fathers on the children to third, fourth generation. Rashi adds when they continue to do in the evil ways of their forefathers. When they continue that, it goes to three or four generations. However, as we said, if a person does tshuva, not at all, and the good deeds are even better, Rashi says, is the Mida Tova, Yosera, the Ruba Mida Piranios, that the good deeds carry over even further to 2,000 generations. Rashi says, therefore, V'imeher Moshe V'ikod Arza V'ishtachu. And Moshe hurried and bowed on the floor. Rashi says, when Moshe heard the Shekhinah coming, he bowed down, and then when he heard the kriya, he fell on his face. Vayomer imna matzasi chen beinecha, Hashem yilech na Hashem bekirbenu ki am kishe oref hu v'slachta lavonenu v'lachatosenu v'nechaltanu. And he said, if I have found favor in your eyes, my master, please, my master, come with us, because it's a stiff-necked people, and you will forgive our sins and then cause us to inherit. Rashi says, just in the same way that you told me that you have patience and that will endure sin, since they are so stubborn, even though you yourself warned me that lest they rise up against me on the way, I will punish them. However, you said that you'll carry this, you'll deal with this, so please come with us. And then give us this unique inheritance, you will rest your presence with us and not anyone else.